Zog the Gemara daf chav beis omer aleph, 5 lines from the bottom. Yosef ha'u mirabonon kamei, d'rav ade ba'avo, the Yosef ha'ko'omar. We had a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if madlikin miner l'ner or not. Rav says it's osa and Shmuel said it's muta. So what he said is as follows. Yosef, and he said, v'yosef ha'ko'omar, time d'rav, the reason why it's osa to madlik ner chanukah from one ner to another ner, isn't because of bizu, mishum bizu mitzvah. The reason is because of bizu mitzvah. That means we're utilizing a match or another candle to light from one nair to another nair. And being that that match and that other wick or that other candle is not the mitzvah itself, so being mevazed in nair Chanukah by utilizing something which is choil, even though using it now to light Kodesh, but meanwhile you took from Ner Echad, which is Kodesh, and you lit a match, which is Chol, you lit another wick, a Shamish, and now you're lighting Kodesh, but you're utilizing the Ner Kodesh for Chol, so you're being mevazed in a mitzvah. Zog the Gemara, Omar Luhu, so he told him back, Loite Tzisule, don't follow this, that's not the reason, don't listen to this. The reason why Rav says Ema Lik Min Elaner is not because of Bizu Mitzvah. It's because you're being Makhish the Mitzvah. When you're lighting one candle, and you're lighting with that one candle, with the one Ner Chanukah, the next candle, even if you use directly without a kisim in between, without a wick in between, without a match in between, at the time when you're lighting one to the second, you're being Makhish, you're weakening the original flame. At the end of the day, the flame becomes for a fraction of a second weaker. See, being makrish the mitzvah, you're not going to be makrish the mitzvah. That's why emad likimina l'ner. So, the Gemara might be naya. What's an afkamina between the reason of bizur mitzvah or akushe mitzvah? Ika benayu the komatik mishagel shagel. This chilik. If you're lighting directly one ner to the other ner without using a kiss in between, so lemanda omar the chesaron is because of bizur mitzvah. So over here there's no issa bizur mitzvah. Bizur mitzvah is only when I use choil. When I go from one candle and I utilize a match in between to light the next candle, so I'm using the fire of candle number one with a match, with a wick, that's choil. That's the bizui. But if you're lighting directly from the ner mitzvah to the second ner mitzvah, so there's no bizur mitzvah. So mishum bizur mitzvah, mishagel l'shagel, you're madlik. But l'man d'omar, because of a kushe mitzvah, so because you're weakening the flame, so then even mishagel l'shagel, it's nami osa. At the end of the day, you're weakening the flame. Even though you're going directly from candle number one, Chanukah, to candle number two, to ner number two, but you're utilizing ner one, and it's being weakened at the moment when you light from one to another. Frek d'gumar kasha. Mosiv av avya, sela shel meiser, sheni, daf chov beiz omet beiz. If you have a sela, a coin that was nifta, meiser sheni was nifta on it. So you have now peris meiser sheni that you're poida on a coin, on sela meiser sheni. Ein shoiklin kenegdon din rezov. You cannot use this sela to use it as a scale now, to be shoikel, to wear on the other side of the scale, din rezov. That's like a tashmish of choil. You're utilizing the coins of Maisa Sheni, which have to be brought up to Yerushalayim to buy Paris and Eitzol in Yerushalayim, because you're mechalal Paris of Maisa Sheni on it, and you're using this coin now as a weight to see if the din rezov that you're using on the other side of the scale, din rezov shechulin, to see if they're accurate. So you're utilizing it for choil. And the chiddush is, v'afilu l'chalal ol of Maisa Sheni acher. Even if your eventual intention is to take the sela, the other coins, the din rezov, and utilize them also for pinyan ma'isa sheni, but right now it's choil, so you're not allowed to utilize something which is kodesh, the sela shema sheni, to be shoykel connect on din rezov, even if the din rezov will eventually will turn to other coins that you're using to mechal on other payers, because right now it's chulin. So we see it's like similar to a ner miner, with a kiss in between. It says clearly you're not allowed to be madlik miner l'ner, even though it's going to go miner l'ner, but in the meantime, it's through a kiss him, through choil. Over here also, you can't be shoykel, ma'isa sheni, keneget, din rezov, even though right now they're chulin, even though eventually they might turn into kodesh too, because you might be mechal them on other payers of ma'isa sheni. It's also. So zog the Gemara, the kash as follows. If the machlokes gufa is, that the machlokes is directly from one ner to another ner, then Rav says it's also because you're not allowed to be makhish the mitzvah. You're not allowed to weaken the flame. And Shmuel says there's no chshash of akhushe. Aval bekinsa when it comes to a kinsa, when it comes to a wick, when it comes to a match, when it comes to something that's hadlok of a choil in between, then also Shmuel taka asas, he agrees that it's also because of bizur mitzvah. So Hale had Tavit Yufta. So this Bryce is very good because Shmuel agrees there's a sugi called Bizer Mitzvah because he only argues on a Kusha Mitzvah. The Machlex is Minel and Ner. And Shmuel is not worried about a Kusha Mitzvah. But Bizer Mitzvah he agrees to. So then it's very good. The seller Shemaisa Sheni, you're not Shoka Kenegdo, Dinezov, even according to Shmuel, because even if it eventually might be used, L'chalal Olav, other Maisa Sheni, but right now, you're not allowed to use something that's meanwhile choil. So you're not a light minel and air with a kisim in between. And Shmuel agrees to that. So holy have a tiyufta, so it's not shver. Eli yamrit, bekinsin amishori. But if you're going to say that the machlekes Rav and Shmuel is gufa, when you're madlik minel and air with a kinsa, and Rav says bekinsa, it's also because of biza mitzvah. And Shmuel argues on biza mitzvah, hot have a tiyufta. We see in this braise clearly that dinrei maizah sheni cannot be shoykel connected other dinrei zov, even though it might eventually be used for chilamaisa sheni, because right now it's choil, so we're worried about bizu mitzvah even for meanwhile. So how could Shmuel say the kin says mutter? He received a maisa sheni. It's also not a balamar, but bavarns that in the Gemara's havamina when the Gemara said bishlemo that the machlekes Rav and Shmuel is by nail and nair. And the question is, are you choshev for a kusha mitzvah? But when it comes to kinsa, Shmuel agrees that it's also, so then it's not shver. Then dinner is off, coincides with Shmuel. If Shmuel agrees by kinsa that it's also, so how come Shmuel said before that you're allowed to be moine mois, muta lahartzis mois? We had in the Braisa Nomad Aleph, it says, you're not allowed to be martza mois. That was Rav Asi Shita. Rav Asi said, also lahartzis mois, you're not allowed to count money in front of an echanika. And Shmuel said on that, Kam Yitzhak Amen Shmuel, you're allowed to be maratza mois. You're allowed to count. So if on this side that he holds that kin says also, so then why a lot of count in front of the Ner Chanukah? Yes. So that the Balamar explains is a big difference. Even according to Shmuel, there's a fundamental difference between counting money in front of an Ner and utilizing a kinsa on an Ner. When you're counting money in front of the Ner, you're not being mishtamish in the gufa Ner, you're only being nana from the Ner. Mashenka, when you're using a kinsa, you're using a match to light one Ner to another Ner, so you're being mishtamish in the gufa Ner. That Shmuel agrees is bizu mitzvah, according to the Tzad. Being mishtamish in the gufa Ner, I've had this called bizu mitzvah and kinsa is also. But reading in front of the Ner, or counting money in front of the Ner, you're not being utilizing the gufa Ner, you're only being nana from the Ner. That Shmuel holds his mutter. Akoponim, the Gemara says, so Bishlema, if the Machlek is Rav and Shmuel is like Chushe Mitzvah, so the Braise of Maizah Sheni is Taka according to Shmuel too. Why? Because he agrees that Bizer Mitzvah is also. Because he agrees Kinsa is also. Masha'enke, Liyamad B'Kinsa Namashor, that Shmuel argues on Kinsa and Kinsa is Mutter. So to have it, we see this Braise clearly says that it's also to be Shoykel, Dinrei Zov, Keneged, Dinrei Maizah Sheni. Zog the Gemara, even if you eventually might use the dinner zov for kodesh, zog the Gemara, no. Omer Rabbe, gzeira shem lo yichav mishkeloisov the komapik lulchulin. You might end up not utilizing the dinner zov for chilul ma'aseh sheni either. You might end up looking at those dinner zov after you shekel them and see that they are off. They're not proper coins. Their weights are not correct. So you might not utilize them at the end for chilul ma'aseh sheni. So then it's not the pshat like kisma where you're utilizing choil, which eventually you're lighting the second nair with it. No, it's kisma which remains choil because you're being shoykel mois ma'aseh sheni keneged din zov that you might not even eventually turn into a pidyon of ma'aseh sheni. So that's why we're choishish, and that's why even Shmuel, that usually is might not be concerned about kinsa, that's because the kinsa goes to Ner. Mashenken over here, it might not be used at all for Maisa Sheni. Based on this, stated Beis Yosef in Tofresh Ayin Ches, that if you're utilizing a kisma, utilizing a shamish, that is very flickery, that's not going to, might not remain lit, then it would also be also, even if Madlikim in El and Ner, even if you hold that there's no problem of Madlikim in El and Ner, and we're not worried about the Bizu Mitzvah. Because at the end of the day, according to Shmuel, a kisma by Bizu Mitzvah is no chash. That's only if the kisma is not going to be extinguished. There's no chash that the kisma might go out. But if the kisma might be extinguished, it's a shvach shamish, it's a match that's not going to remain. So then it would be mamish like the case of Din Rezov, where you might not eventually use it because maybe the mishkeloisov, the weight might be incorrect, it might be faulty. So then Shmuel agrees that about it's also. So it's a big nafkamina la locha. Even according to Shmuel, that madliki minel and ner through a shamish, but if there's a chash that the shamish might be in nechba, or using a match which might not remain lit, so then even Shmuel would agree that it's also. Sagt er mal weiter, Mosiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes has the following question. Michutz l'pereuches se'edus yareuch. It says, when it comes to the menorah, michutz l'pereuches se'edus yareuch, that the menorah is michutz l'pereuches se'edus. Now, why is it called pereuches se'edus? What's the lashon of edus? V'chila oiru tzorech? Meaning, does the Ebesha need the ner of the menorah? Halakol aboyim shon shocha b'nei yisrobe mitbala hocha l'oiroi. Meaning, the Ebesha was mayor. We don't need the ner. The Ebesha was mayor 40 years in the Midbar. So the Ebesha doesn't need our ner. He was mayor for us 40 years in the Midbar. So what are we madlik the menorah for? Ela, the reason why it's called Pereches Eidus, because the menorah is an Eidus. Ela Eidus ulabay oylem shashchina shayr b'yisrael. It's an Eidus that the Ebesha is being shayr of a klal yisrael. What's the Eidus? My Eidus. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rav, zu ner maravi. It's the ner maravi. The ner that's more towards the Meir of Rashi brings two pshatim. Does it mean if the menorah was lit, Mizuch Meirav, so then it doesn't mean the one that's closer to the Meirav. It means the second one from the Mizrach. The reason why it's called Maravi, because it's more Meirav than the first. Why do we, because the Gemara says, Shenoisim bo Hashem k'midas chav yisrael, in the name of Maravi, you put the same amount of oil like the other candles, umimeno hiyo madlik, and from that one, you used to light the other ones, ubo hiyo mesayim, and the Atovas and Eres was done the last on that one. That means all the candles were extinguished. They went out in the daytime, and you were made of the Neiris, and you cleaned out the cup holders. Mashiach the Neir Ravi remained lit. And only afterwards it was extinguished. You made it afterwards. It was Messiahim. And even though it was the first one on, at the same amount of oil, it was the last one out. So it's a Nes. It was an Eidus Lisol, the Shechina, the Eidus that Shechina is in Klal Yisrael. It's an Eidus L'Boya Olam. Because the Neir Ravi remained lit the most, even though it had the same amount of oil as the other ones. Now, why is it called Nehmar Ravi? Rashi brings two pshatim. Either it's, if it was lit Nizach Meirav, so it's the second one for Mizrach. Why is it called Meirav? Because it's more Meirav than the first. So why not the third is even more Meirav? Because Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. You can't light the first. That can't be the one that you start from, because that one is not called Lifnei Hashem. It has to be Lifnei Hashem, more towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it has to be more towards the Meirav. It can't be the first. So it's a second. Why the second? Because that's more Meirav. Why not the third or even further into the Meirav? Because that's Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. So Shebo Hoyo Maschil, Shebo Hoyo Madlik, Shemimeno Yo Madlik, from that one you started and lit the other ones, Ubo Yo Messiahim. That's one pshat in Rashi. The other pshat is, if it was lit Sofen Dorim, so then the Marovi means that the candle of the middle one was facing towards the Meirav. It went towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the flicker, the flame, the wick. Mashenga, the other candles went towards the Marovi, went towards the middle. So they all went facing towards the middle, and the Marovi was towards the Meirav. It was the middle one went towards the Meirav. It went towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the second Pshat of Marovi. But the point is, it was Eidus, the boy Olam, that is Shechina Shari B'Yisrael. Now the Gemara explains the Kash as follows. V'ahocha came to Kviya Neiris in the Beis HaMikdash. The Neiris were Kavua. They didn't come apart. They were Kavua in the Menorah. So loy sagi de loy mashkul vad luke. You can't light the Neir Maravi unless you use a kisim. You can't light from the Neir unless you use a shamash, unless you use a candle in between to light the other ones, unless you use a match, unless you use something in between. And from that one, you lit the other ones. So kasha bein lamando omar mishum bizu mitzvah, bein lamando omar mishum akrushe mitzvah. Either way, it's shver. If it's as bizu mitzvah, you're being mavazah the mitzvah, you're using a kisim shachoyl. And if it's akrushe mitzvah, you're being makrishit. At the end of the day, you're being makrish the ner because you're weakening it by the flame is going down in intensity when you're lining something else with it. So l'chara, it should be also with a kissim, either way, say akhushe and say als bizu mitzvah. Zog di gemara, til gemara raf papa, bepsilas arukos. No, we're talking about that the menorah had long wicks, and long wicks mean you can light directly from one to another. You didn't need to use a kissim. You don't have to have an intermediary in between to light one there to another. So a mailer, there's no problem of bizu mitzvah. In fact, the gemara, but you're right, there's no problem of bizu mitzvah because you're lighting directly the candle. But soif, lemadomishim akhushe mitzvah, lemaisa, you're being madlik, and you're weakening it directly, even if you're lighting me nair l'nair, you're being makish the nair for a moment. So kasha, zogdemor einich ramitz kasha. That's takashver. As a kushe mitzvah, you're being makish the mitzvah at the end of the day. Zogdemor, my havalo, what's the halacha lemaisa? If I allow to be madlik me nair l'nair, by nair chanukah or not. So in the mikdash, we said they had long psilois. So you may be madlik from one to another. And there's no problem with bizu mitzvah and akushe mitzvah zakasha. But what's the maisa by nair chanukah? Omer Avuna Breit Rav Yeshua Chazina. It depends. I hadlaka is a mitzvah. If the ikka mitzvah is the hadlaka, so they're madlikim in el and air. Why? Because since you're being madlik, if you do it the same way you did it in the Beis HaMikdash, you're being madlik min el and air directly from one candle to another without a intermediary in between, without a kism, so there's no bizur mitzvah. Because hadlaka is a mitzvah. What you're lighting candle number two is the gufa mitzvah. So you're utilizing candle number one to light candle number two. That is the mitzvah. So it's not a bizur. You're not going downgrading at all. It's hadlaka is a mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is the hanocha, true, you have to light it. But the ikka mitzvah is the hanocha, the placing of the menorah, the placing of the nechanika. If that's the ikka mitzvah, so the ma'isa adloka is a downgrade. It's not the kef to the mitzvah. So then, emadlikim in el and er. Then, because the adloka is not the ikka. So if it's not the ikka, so it's a bizur mitzvah in the ma'isa adloka when you're utilizing one ner to light another ner indirectly. The Ibayelu, because we had the following question. Hadloka is a mitzvah, or hanocha is a mitzvah. What's the ikka mitzvah? The maisa hadloka, or the maisa hanocha? Zog demor toshma, the omarova, hoyetofus ner chanukah v'oymet. If someone is holding a ner chanukah, he's holding a candelabra, a chanukiah. After he lit it, he's standing with it, and he didn't place it down anywhere. So we see clearly, Shemamin Hanocha is a mitzvah. The Ma'is Hadlok is not the mitzvah, the main thing is the Hanocha. And since he didn't place it down anywhere, he's not Yoytzeh the mitzvah. So the Gemara is no Raya. The Olam could be that Hadlok is a mitzvah. Why is he not Yoytzeh? We don't see a Maisa Hadlaka. Since he's holding it in his hand, it looks like it is not Nikah L'Shem Mitzvah. The whole Yisod in the Mitzvah is Pesum Nisa L'Shem Mitzvah. Since it's not Nikah L'Shem Mitzvah, he's holding it in his hand, it looks like he's lighting it for his own personal use, for his own personal purposes. That's why he's holding it in his hand. So that's why he's not Yoytz, even if Hadlaka is a Mitzvah. Zogdimah Toshma, we attempt to bring another Rai. The Omar Rava, Hidliko Bifnim. If let's say he lit the Chanukah Bifnim, the Ikah Mitzvah is Pesach Beis Machutz. So we're talking about the Hadlaka was not in the Mokka Mitzvah. And then you took it out and you placed it Pesach Beis Machutz. Now, if Hanocha is a mitzvah, why is it no good? So, Iyam Bishlam Hadlaka is a mitzvah. If Hadlaka is a mitzvah, I understand why it's no good. Because Hadlaka Mim Koyma Beinon. You have to be madlik in the place where you Mekayim the mitzvah. You lit it inside and you brought it outside. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. It wasn't Hadlaka Mim Koyma. So that's a loss of Laklum. Umishamachi loss of Klum. Eli Yamit Hanocha is a mitzvah. But the main mitzvah is the placing. So over here, if you lit it inside and you place it outside, why should you not be Mekayim the mitzvah? Hanocha is a mitzvah. Zagmara my loss of Laklum. It appears to the Roya, even if L'Olam Hanocha is a mitzvah, but since he's holding in his hand and he's placing it, so maybe it looks like that it's L'Tzarku the Adlako. He was madlik it for his own purpose, for his own use in the house. And after he finished utilizing it, he placed it outside. So mele not yoitza, because you don't see hadlaka l'shem mitzvah. Even the hanocha, we don't see hanocha l'shem mitzvah. Because the olam could be that hanocha is a mitzvah, but over here, it looks like it was lit. But I didn't need a hadlaka too, even if hanocha is a mitzvah. But since he's walking from the inside to the outside, it looks like he lit it for his own use, his own usage. So then hanocha would not help me, even if hanocha is a mitzvah. So there's no raya. We don't see a pesum on this. There's no raya either way. Now Tosfos says, what's an afkamina? Hadlaka is a mitzvah, hanocha is a mitzvah. The bottom Tosfos says, the bay hadlaka is a mitzvah, hanocha. Nafkamina, imed liko chereshoit v'kotten, o hinicho. That means, if hanocha is a mitzvah, the hadlaka could be done through chereshoit v'kotten, as long as the hanocha is done through a godel. And if hanocha is a mitzvah, if hadlaka is a mitzvah, then the hadlaka has to be done through a godel, and the hanocha can be done afterwards. It doesn't make a difference. Because once it's hudlak, it's good. But if hanocha is a mitzvah, then the hadlaka can be done through cheshad v'kotten, as long as it's munach aidei godel. Now, legabe the din of madlikim in el and er, or not madlikim in el and er, halacha, we paskin that madlikim in el and er, even without a kesem, meaning without something cholim between be'etzim ilal, be madlik in el and er. However, the Ramah says, Ledidan, that we hold that the second ner is hidur, it's not the gufa mitzvah, so it's a downgrade. Even without a kisim, a madlik min el ner. Because at the end of the day, you're utilizing ner number one for number two, which is a hidur mitzvah, not the gufa mitzvah, so mele it's a downgrade, klapi the ikka mitzvah, so mele it's considered a shtickle bizur mitzvah, even if you don't use a kisim, because at the end of the day, it's a downgrade, klapi the ikka mitzvah. Now, if let's say one of the neiros was kofsa, and now you want to relight it, so then you for sure can be Madlik Minel and Ner, even without the Chumra of the Ramah. Because since Kofsein Zokoklo, since we hold that you're not Mechuyev to relight it, so what you're relighting now is not the Ikka Mitzvah. It's not Mitzvah at all. It's Kofsein Zokoklo. You're ready Yoytze the Mitzvah. So if, because we hold Kofsein Zokoklo, so Mele E Madlikin Miner Lener, even directly from a Ner, in a case of Kofsa. It's not called the Mitzvah. Now, even according to Shmuel, that you're Madlik Miner Lener, through a kisim, but if there's a chash that the shamish will go out, then even Shmuel would agree that it's also, like we said, by the case of Maisa Sheni, that you might not use the din ezov for Maisa Acher, then even Shmuel would agree that it might turn out that it won't be used for Kodesh, so then it's worse than using a choil for Kodesh. It might be just for choil at the end, so the shamish has to be a type of shamish. If you're madlik minel and with a kisim, that is not going to be a match that's going to get extinguished before you light the second candle. Now, do we show anyone to say that the mandoma of hadlokah is a mitzvah, so kofsa ain't zokuklo, and the mandoma that says hanocha is a mitzvah, it's kofsa zokuklo, meaning it's totally zebezeh, because hanocha is before the maisa hadlokah. Mashmah like that, because otherwise the roya oimel atzarkahu da adlake. Meaning the hanocha had to be before the hadlocha. Otherwise the hadlocha is letzorcha. If the ikka mitzvah is the hanocha, so it has to be a maisa hanocha and then a hadlocha. So if the hadlocha kong to the man, the omer hanocha is a mitzvah, it has to be after the maisa hanocha. Not pshad your malik and then your miniach, because the ikka mitzvah is the hanocha, so it has to be hudlak only after the maisa hanocha. So then it's muchach that it has to remain lit. So that gufa means kofsa zokoglo. If you meniach it unlit and then you light it and it has to remain lit, that's gufa kofsa zokoglo. This is how the Ran learns. The Ran brings the Chubas Rashba, and that's how he wants to be toiled the tut stodim. The mandoma hadloka is a mitzvah, it's kofsa ein zokoglo, and the mandoma hanocha is a mitzvah, so then it's kofsa zokoglo. All right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the omet, chobez omet beiz, the last line by the next toshma.